radio on locally grown radio. Thanking you so much, as always, for spending your Saturday afternoon here with us. A bit of a different start time than we've been used to on Saturdays this season. A 3:05 first pitch here in just a few minutes. Raptors coming off a sweep of a doubleheader. I should say split of a doubleheader yesterday. Hoping for a sweep. Ended up splitting with Kalamazoo. Game one, some comeback walk-off fashion fun. 7-6 the final score. Bottom of the eighth inning, a two-out base knock from Kyler McIntosh that scored Chris Arroyo to end the ball game. Although last night at historic Witter Field in the nightcap, it was the Ryan Kraft show. The left-hander from Indiana, 7 innings of one run ball, a complete game for the southpaw, allowing 6 hits, no walks issued. He struck out 9 on 93 pitches. It was Brandon Scott on the mound for Wisconsin Rapids. The left-hander from Hillsdale College went 4 frames, allowed 4 hits and an earned run. He unfortunately got tabbed with the loss. He walked 1 and struck out 4 on 71 pitches. From there, an inning each out of the bullpen from a slew of right-handers, Danny Kerr, Nick Perry, and Kelly Crumpton. The lone run in the nightcap, bottom 6, a solo home run from Chris Arroyo to dead center field, number 6 on the season for the UVA commit. Looking back to that first game, Bryson Moore, which ended up being his final outing as a Raptor, the right-hander also of the University of Virginia, 4 shutout innings, allowing 3 hits, no walks, and 5 strikeouts on 62 pitches. Time of the first game yesterday at 8 innings, 2 hours and 29 minutes. The nightcap was at 2:08. A fantastic crowd from Witter Field an evening ago. A sellout this season. 1,570 people, and it was a warm and hot day for baseball. Beautiful as well. 86 and sunny at the time of first pitch. It's a hot one here today as well. We are just a few minutes away from getting this game going. We'll have the starting lineups and so much more when we come back right here on your home for After Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at HelpNoKidHungry.org.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear from Rapala, Berkeley, and Minn Kota. Everyday grilling goods from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
On WFHR. First pitch of the ball game to Aiden Teal from Caleb Reuter. Left-hander from Colorado Mesa University misses upstairs for ball one, and we are underway here at the home of the Rockers. Teal, a two-homer game in game one of the Twin Bill yesterday against Kalamazoo. The 1-0 fastball misses up and in. Game two saw Teal go 1-for-3 with a base hit in the first inning. Punched out twice against Ryan Kraft, the Kalamazoo southpaw, in his complete game. The 2-0 swung on and missed. Three straight fastballs from Reuter. This is the Arvada, Colorado's fifth appearance of the season. 1-2 record in 17 innings pitched for Reuter. Last went five frames at home against Wausau on the 27th. The 2-1 swung on and missed into the glove of Logan Gregorio. A 6.35 ERA and a 1.41 whip on the season for the left-hander. Against Wausau on the 27th, allowed four hits, three runs, two of which were earned, walked two and struck out two, facing 23 batters. The 2-2. He got him swinging on a fastball. Teal down on strikes. That's how this ball game begins. Defensively behind Reuter, Dalen Adderley's in left field. Makani Tanaka is in center. Nick Harms in right. And on the infield, it has Lane Allen at third, Sam Miller at short. Will Johnson will play second. Blade Carver at first. Gregorio to do the catching for Reuter. So Johnson and Carver on the right side, as well as the catcher Gregorio, are names the Raptors have not seen yet this season. The first pitch to Jorge Degatti. Chasing down the turf, swinging a miss. It's nothing and one. Jorge in game two yesterday played right field, collected his seventh double of the season in the first inning. The Miami, Florida native went 1-for-3. The 0-1 popped up. That'll clear the deck and travel out of the stadium down the first base side. Nothing at 2 the count on the Rapids third baseman, the payoff. Fastball from Reuter missing up and away. We'll go through the Green Bay 1-9 when we come back for the home half of the first. Noah Marschke, the left-hander from Madison College, and Stevens Point, his second appearance in the Northwoods League and with Wisconsin Rapids, will be making his first start this afternoon. The 1-2 misses outside. Degatti's worked the count even. After today, only two more road games in the regular season for Wisconsin Rapids. Tomorrow at this same yard, a 1:05 first pitch against Green Bay, and then on Thursday at 6:35 against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders at Hare Baker Field. 2-2 pitch missing up and away from 0-2 to full here on Degatti. Reuter's win on the season came at home against Fond du Lac on the 21st, a 9-5 victory in which he went five innings. It's 3-2. Hit on a line to short, going out to his left is Sam Miller. He's unable to get it. He'll get into center field, a one-out single for Jorge Degatti. The batter is Orlando Lordoy. Lordoy was hitless in the Twin Bill yesterday, snapping a five-game hitting streak for the Faulkner product and returning Rafter from a summer ago. Went 0-for-6 and was hit by a pitch in Game 2. Left-down lefty battle. First delivery. Missing inside for ball one. Six left-handed bats to three right-handed bats in Kirk Schreider's lineup here this afternoon. Chris Kreplin going the exact opposite. Three lefties and six righties. Battle of the southpaws, Marschke and Reuter. The 1-0 pitch dots the inside corner for a called strike. One ball, one strike, the count. Lordoy, a multi-hit game at home against Wausau in that 17-3 loss on the 31st. Missing up and in on that fastball is Reuter. Count now, two balls and a strike. Lordoy in his first 32 at-bats since joining the team right after the All-Star break, sitting .313, 10 hits in his first 10 games. Long pause, the 2-1. And on the hands, grounded foul down the first base side. Count evens 2-2. Chris Arroyo on deck. Walker Buchanan to follow. The final eight games of the season for Wisconsin Rapids has them playing Green Bay four times. Two here and two at Winterfield to close out the campaign Friday and Saturday. 2-2 in the air, left field, tailing near the foul line, giving chase Dalen Adderley. It will plop down beyond the Green Bay bullpen. We'll do the 2-2 again. A Rafter roster addition today. That would be newest pitcher, number 5, Noah Willingham from Williams Baptist College. A Steele, Missouri native. Well-known around the ballpark this summer. Helping out in the clubhouse and gets his shot to throw on the road here in the final week of the season. The 2-2. Fouled back on a high heater for Lordoy, hanging tough. Rapids entering this game, 16 wins, 13 losses in half number 2, 31-31 on the season through 62 games. Green Bay at 14-12 in half number 2, and 6 under 500 overall in the season at 28-34. The 2-2 popped up in the air, shallow left, drawing out the shortstop Miller. He calls off Lane Allen, and he makes the catch. Two down with a runner on first here in the top of inning number 1. It'll bring up Chris Arroyo. Arroyo collected a hit in each of the games yesterday. How about a round tripper in game number 2? The lone run the Rafters scored a solo jack in the bottom of inning 6. Another lefty on lefty battle here for Reuter. The first pitch to Arroyo. Runs inside and hits him. Chris will take his base, putting two on with two down for Walker Buchanan. For Buchanan, this will be his 39th game played in on the season.
Now batting left fielder number 22, Walker Buchanan.
Played in the opener against the Growlers yesterday in that 7-6 walk-off win. Did not record a hit, but reached twice. Was walked and hit by a pitch. Game's first run potentially in scoring position for Rapids. Reuter looks back to second, the first pitch to Walker, fouled away down the first base side. Buchanan, a .264 hitter, picked up his 140th at-bat yesterday. Lone home run coming back at Witter Field in June. Being at historic Witter Field against the Battle Creek Battle Jacks, a 15-11 marathon win back on July 19th. Runner takes off to third, that pitch misses, the throw to third is not in time. Arroyo stays put at first. They're on the corners, and it is a 1-1 count on Buchanan. That was that marathon of a 15-11 win, the only game this season the Rafters have seen go over 4 hours. Reuter looks over to first. Carver holding on Arroyo. It was fastball, and it misses outside. Cashel Duggar on deck, then it's Kyler McIntosh. Another pause for Reuter, the 2-1. Fastball ripped. That's going to get through the right side. Tagadi scores. Going first to third is Arroyo. The throw cut off by Miller, and it is not in time to third base, or it is. Arroyo tagged out on the foot by Lane Allen. We'll go down as an RBI single for Walker Buchanan. The Raptors strike first in this ball game. 1-0 the score. We head to the home half. Noah Marschke time, and we'll go through the Green Bay 1-9 and the Raptor defensive alignment as well. Right here on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage.
You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Noah Marschke to the mound, bottom of the first inning here from Capital Credit Union Park. Rafters 1, Rockers nothing on WFHR. An RBI single from Walker Buchanan gets the scoring started, and it gives the Raptor pitching staff a lead before a toss is even thrown here this afternoon. Noah Marschke from Stevens Point and Madison College, the high school senior, will be heading to college this fall. Made his Northwoods League debut at home on the 31st against Wausau, a scoreless inning, in which the left-hander walked two and struck out one. First pitch to Makani Tanaka. Misses upstairs for ball one. Tanaka leading off in center field. 2-3-4 spots for Chris Krepling, all right-handed batters. The shortstop, Sam Miller. The left fielder, Dalen Adderley. And the designated hitter, Jake Bold. Marschke's 1-0. Fastball swung on and missed. Tanaka tardy on that one. Nick Harms will hit fifth in right field. The sixth spot is occupied by the third baseman, Lane Allen. 7-8-9 features the first baseman, Blade Carter, the catcher, Logan Gregorio, and the second baseman, Will Johnson. The 1-1 from Marschke. Fastball swung on and missed. Count now 1-2. Defensively behind the Raptor left-hander, Walker Buchanan is in left, Aiden Teal in center, and Chris Arroyo in right, a Virginia Cavalier outfield here this afternoon. Jorge Degatti's at third, Kyler McIntosh playing short. Right side of the infield has Ben Lloyd at second and Dalton Fiveash at first base. 1-2, fastball missing low and outside to even the count. It is Cashel Duggar to do the catching here for Marschke this afternoon. See how long the leash is on the left-hander. Could be a bullpen day here for Rapids in game one of this series. The 2-2. Fastball hit in the air left field. Walker Buchanan to his left gets to a spot and makes the grab for the first out. Two hits in that first inning. That Buchanan RBI single and a base hit as well from Jorge Degatti. It'll bring up Sam Miller, the Columbia product, now playing in game 58 of the season.
Sam Miller.
And the definition of dominant and consistent for the Rockers, a 307 hitter and 225 at-bats. First pitch from Marschke, a fastball on the inside corner. That's called a strike. Hits in his last six ball games for Miller. Eight homers, 46 runs driven in on the season. A one fastball swung on and missed, count nothing at two. The twin bill with Madison went 4-for-9, had a three-hit game one. Drove in two runs in that 13-10 loss. The 0-2. He got him swinging. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Sam Miller, a three-pitch punch-out from Noah Marschke, climbing the ladder on that fastball. Two up, two down in the first. Daylon Adderley will look to extend this inning. The Loyola Marymount product playing in his 26th game of the season. On the right side, the first pitch from Marschke. Fastball missing outside for ball one. Nine-game hitting streak as well for Adderley. Went 3-for-4 in game two at Madison a day ago. The 1-0 pitch misses low and inside. Within that hitting streak, four multi-hit games for Adderley. Two balls, no strikes to the count. Marschke has fallen behind the eighth ball here. Left-hander rocks and fires. Pass ball fouled straight back by Adderley. 350 hitter in those 25 games so far this season is Adderley. A second-half addition for these Rockers and played games 2 and 3 in half number two, both in that series at Witter Field. 2-1 delivery misses high. Three balls and a strike to count now. Two homers, 15 runs driven in for Adderley this season, an OPS north of 900 at 924. Marschke set, hands above the belt buckle, the 3-1. Fastball driven in the air, first base side, it'll find the seats. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, and the base is empty. Noah Marschke looking for a 1-2-3 bottom of the first inning from Capital Credit Union Park. Here's into Duggar, shakes him off once. And out comes Set. The 3-2. He got him looking. A 1-2-3 bottom of the first inning for the young left-hander Noah Marschke. We head to the top of the second in Green Bay. 6-7-8, do it for the Rafters right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel, white-tailed deer, black bear? The answer is coming up. The original Badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
How about Noah Marschke, a 14-pitch, 1-2-3, bottom of the first inning. Rafters lead the Rockers 1-0 in Ashwaubenon. First pitch of the inning from Caleb Bruder to Cashel Duggar. Misses low for ball one. 6-7-8 in this inning. Duggar, McIntosh, and Five Ash against the Green Bay Southpaw. 1-0 fastball fouled back by the UCLA Bruin. Andy Ockham for Rafters Radio right here on WFHR. Thanking you so much for spending your Saturday afternoon here with us. Cashel Duggar, a 295 hitter in 95 at-bats in 31 games so far this season. Did not start either game of the doubleheader yesterday. The 1-1 misses up and in. It was Gabe Casso in game one, and my goodness, did the Northampton product have himself a day. Got an infield single and then a two-run homer in the bottom of inning five, his first in the Northwoods League and with Wisconsin Rapids. 2-1 line to right field. Harms will play it in front of the wall. That one hop on the short porch will hold Duggar to a single, leadoff hit for the Rafters here in the second inning. Is yesterday's game one hero into the right-handed batter's box, Kyler McIntosh. Game 41 now on the season for Kyler. Started in game two, went 0-2 against the Growler left-hander Ryan Kraft. First pitch from Reuter, we'll have to wait it to pick off, move over to first to give Duggar a look. Couple lefties following McIntosh, Five Ash, and Ben Lloyd in the 8-9 spots here this afternoon. A rare non-Saturday night game for the Rafters this season. First pitch to McIntosh, misses the outside corner for ball one. A week from today is the final regular season game. It is against these Rockers, but it's not here at Capital Credit Union Park. It is at historic Witter Field. Duggar leading off first, being held on by Carver, the 1-0. This is upstairs on a fastball, count now two balls and no strikes. Crazy, I think just 1 week left in the regular season. Entering today, Wisconsin Rapids and Green Bay in the second half, relatively in the same boat in terms of positioning in the standings. As the 2-0 delivery lined into left field, that is going to get down in front of the wall. Duggar heading to third, McIntosh, a stand-up double, the Rafters are cooking. Here with nobody out in the top of the second inning.
Hey fans, all Rockers game orange jerseys are up for sale through the end of the season. You can purchase one jersey.
Double number seven on the season for McIntosh, and the batter is Dalton Five Ash.
To purchase, visit the Team Apparel Fan Shop. Jerseys will be available for pickup at the end of the season. Now batting for Wisconsin Rapids, first baseman number two, Dalton Five Ash.
The Western Kentucky Hilltopper got his first start as a Rafter in game two against KZU yesterday. 5-0 for 2 was hit by a pitch and struck out. First pitch from Reuter. Breaking ball missing outside. 5-0 the first baseman yesterday as well. Appeared in both games of the twin bill, though, did 5-0. Came in off the bench, led off that bottom of the seventh. Serving as a pinch hitter for Joey Bezidlo. Came through with a leadoff bloop single and then was brought home on that Cashel Duggar pinch hit two-run homer. The 1-0 slider misses low and outside. Just four at-bats for Five Ash so far since joining the team less than a week ago. Duggar on third, McIntosh on second. Nobody out, top two here in Ashwaubenon. The 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss on a fastball, count now 2-1. Let's talk about those second-half standings. Entering today, the Madison Mallards are in first place by a game and a half, 20-8. Above those second place, 18-9 Wausau Woodchucks, who clinched the first half. Then it's the Rafters and Rockers, Wisconsin Rapids, as mentioned, 16-13. They're 4.5 out. And they're just a half a game in front of the fourth place Rockers. who are 14-12. The 2-1 is tapped foul down the first base line. Not only are these two teams going to need to take care of business in the next week, like the initial plan would always have been, but they're going to need some help. Wausau and Madison are playing a two-game series this weekend, so we'll see how that turns out and how it affects these two clubs going forward, hoping that the series next week at Witter Field means something for Wisconsin Rapids. The 2-2, Vivash throws his hands out on it, pops up right behind home plates. It'll drop in the first row of the seating, out of the reach of Logan Gregorio. We'll do the 2-2 again. Behind Green Bay in fifth place in the second half at 11-17 are the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. Lakeshore rounding out the bunch, 10.5 out of first place at 9 wins and 18 losses. The 2-2. This is low and outside. Five Ashes worked a full count. Wisconsin Rapids bringing in that run in the first inning on an RBI single through the right side off the bat of Walker Buchanan. The 3-2. Fouled straight back by Five Ash on top of that fastball. Besides playing Green Bay in half of the remaining games of the regular season, the Minnesota Mutt Puppies will come to town Monday and Tuesday, and then it's a home-and-home series Wednesday, Thursday with the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. Another 3-2 here in the battle between Reuter and Dalton Five Ash. Missing inside for ball four. Five Ash draws the free pass, and the bases are full of Rafters with nobody out here in the second inning. Ford Ladd, the Green Bay pitching coach, making his way out to the mound. A quick conference to be had with Caleb Reuter and Logan Gregorio. Rafter fans, your place to stay in the Rapids area this summer is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Now in meeting adjourned, Ben Lloyd a chance to swing away with the bags juiced and nobody out. The NIU product playing in his fifth game of the summer with Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch fastball, void on the ground through the left side for a base hit. Duggar scores, McIntosh getting the wave behind. There will be no throw. Ben Lloyd swinging away and immediately making an impact. It's a two-run single to make it 3-0 Rafters.
Next batter, center fielder number 30, Aiden Teal.
Runners on first and second, nobody down. Back to the top of the card we go with Aiden Teal. Aiden Teal, a strikeout victim of Reuter an inning ago. Back to second, that's Dalton Five Ash. The first pitch to Teal, a heater that misses the zone for ball one. After tomorrow's 105 ball game, every game the rest of the season, aka the final six, are all 6:35 start times. Five of those are at Witter Field. A lot of home cooking for the Rafters in the month of August. The 1-0 pitch hit in the air right center field. This one is going to clear the wall. Thought maybe it would bang off the right center field shipping crates, but instead Aiden Teal leaves the yard for the ninth time this season. Back-to-back days with a homer for the Virginia Cavalier. It is 6-0 Rafters. A five spot here in the top of the second inning. And the batter is Jorge Degatti. Still nobody out. Back with the bags empty. First pitch to Jorge misses outside. Five rafters to the plate here in this inning. They've all touched home. Wisconsin Rapids, an early 6-0 lead. The 1-0-2 Degatti misses upstairs. These two teams played each other four times in June and four times in July, and they'll play each other four times in August. In June, all four matchups went to Green Bay. In July, all four went to Wisconsin Rapids. The 2-0 fouled back to the netting right in front of our setup here on WFHR off the bat of Jorge Degatti. Got a base hit. He scored on that Walker Buchanan RBI knock an inning ago. The 2-1 pitch rolled over on the ground. Glove cleanly by Johnson, and the throw to first is in time. First out of the inning brings up Orlando Lordoy.
Galvanic for Wisconsin Rapids. Designated hitter, number 13, Orlando Lordoy.
Lordoy, a pop out to the shortstop Sam Miller in shallow left field an inning ago. Six runs on six hits for Wisconsin Rapids. The first pitch fastball is in there for a called strike. The road maroon uniforms per usual for Wisconsin Rapids and the black trousers. All-white home uniforms, the pinstripes on the top, and the blue sleeves for Green Bay. So the 0-1 breaking ball misses down in the turf. An all-turf surface here at Capital Credit Union Park. This is the fifth time here this season. Play here three times in June, once in July. 0-3 in June, and the one game here in July went in favor of Wisconsin Rapids as the 1-1 misses up and in on Lordoy. Good start to the second half. Four games within that first 7 to 8 day stretch of half number two against these Rockers, and Wisconsin Rapids winning all of them. The 2-1 high heater runs up and hits Lordoy on the hand. Orlando gingerly walking down to first, shaking out that hand. He'll take his base, and it'll bring up Chris Arroyo, the eighth hitter of the inning for the Rafters. Arroyo hit by a pitch an inning ago. Make that two-hit batsman now for Reuter. There's some action in the Green Bay bullpen, a right-hander throwing down the line. Lordoy is still walking off that first base bag, making sure he is all right prior to this battle starting. Tanner Reuter peers in. The first delivery. Arroyo takes a fastball on the outside corner for a called strike. Chris's first Northwoods League homer came here in Green Bay in the lone matchup in July. Clearing the right center field shipping crates. The 0-1. Rolled over on the ground right side. That'll get past Johnson into right field. Lordoy to second. It is a base hit for Chris Arroyo. He's reached twice in as many innings. And the batter is Walker Buchanan. Chris Kreplin out of the Rocker dugout. The end of the line could be here for Caleb Reuter. Just an inning and a third thrown today for the left-hander. The motion is made. We'll have a pitching change in Ashwaubenon. Five runs so far in this top of the second inning for Wisconsin Rapids. They lead it 6-0. With two on the bases and one away, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes right here on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM. 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
New pitcher in the ballgame for Green Bay, the right-hander from Belhaven University, Colton Sylvester. Andy Ockham from Capital Credit Union Park here in Ashwaubenon, and on a five-run top of the second for your Raptors. Have them leading 6-0 in this Saturday matinee. Runners are on first and second. That's Lordoy on second. Arroyo on first. And the ninth hitter in the inning is in the box right now. That is Walker Buchanan. Caleb Ruder, an inning and a third pitched for the starter of the Rockers this afternoon. 7 hits allowed. 6 earned runs. He's on the hook for the 2 base runners. The first pitch bounced into Buchanan for ball 1. 1 walk, 1 strikeout for the southpaw on 51 pitches thrown. Sylvester, his 5th outing this season, in 4 appearances, an 0-1 record, and 6 2/3 innings pitched. A 9.45 ERA and a 1.95 whip for the Sycamore, Georgia native. Back at second, the 1-0. Breaking ball, catching the corner for a called strike. Last time out, 2 scoreless innings from Moonlight Graham Field on the 31st in a 10-2 victory over the Lakeshore Chinooks. 2 hits allowed, no walks, and a punch out. 7 batters faced for Sylvester. His first scoreless outing of the summer. The 1-1. Pass ball fouled away by Buchanan. Count now a ball and 2 strikes on the Rafter left fielder. Buchanan, an RBI single an inning ago to get the scoring started for Wisconsin Rapids. Duggar led off the inning. He's in the on-deck circle right now. The 1-2. High fastball fouled down the first base side off the netting by Buchanan. Will do it again. Aiden Teal's 3-run homer, the highlight so far in this inning. Looking to add even more to this crooked number are the visitors. The 1-2. Fastball chopped on the ground left side. Miller charging in gloves. The throw to second in time for 1. The throw to first. Buchanan beats it out. It's a 6-4 fielder's choice that allows Walker to reach for the second time in as many innings. They're on the corners. And it'll bring up Cashel Duggar. Duggar a single to begin this inning. He later scored on the 2-run knock from Ben Lloyd. First pitch from the right-hander. Goes high cheddar, and it misses upstairs for ball 1. A lot of time on the shelf for Noah Marschke. A 1-2-3 bottom of the first inning. 14 pitches thrown for the Madison College commit. First base side of the rubber. Sylvester's 1-0 will have to wait as he attempts a pickoff move over to first base. Game 63 of the 70-game slate here this summer. Wisconsin Rapids looking to fight and keep their playoff hopes alive, and they're doing a good job so far in the early going. The 1-0 pitch on the outside corner. Did he go around on the check swing? Noses Jeremy Brooks down the line. Brooks is the crew chief for this crew. Down the first baseline is Ryan Starks. Henry Schmielwitz calling the balls and strikes behind home plate. Two balls, no strikes, the count with two away and runners on the corners. The next pitch to Duggar. Fastball grooved right in there on the inside corner, or a called strike. Five hits in this inning for Wisconsin Rapids. Duggar looking to make it six and add more. 2-1 off speed. Cashel holding up on that check swing. It missed low and inside. Perfect hitter's count for the freshman out of Castle Pines, Colorado. It's 3-1. It's Lordoy on third, Buchanan on first. The 3-1. Hit on a line foul down the right field side out in front of the Raptor bullpen. Now 3-2. Walker Buchanan will be taking off on the pitch. Bottom third of the Raptor order awaiting after Duggar. That's Kyler McIntosh in the on-deck circle. Sylvester looking in. 10 on the pitch clock comes set after getting his signs from Gregorio. The 3-2 line foul beyond the third base stands. Out onto the concourse. We'll do it again. It's the type of inning the Raptors have been waiting for. Had a couple of three-run innings in Game 1 yesterday. Three of them in the bottom of the seventh as a comeback effort. Home runs from Cashel Duggar. Pinch hit blast in relief of Gabe Casso. And a solo shot from Aiden Teal, his second of the ball game. The 3-2. This is low and gets through the wickets of Gregorio, but a short backstop here in Ashwaubenon. We'll keep Lordoy at third base. A seven-pitch walk to Cashel Duggar. He's aboard for the second time in this inning. Bases are full of Raptors for Kyler McIntosh. McIntosh, his seventh double of the season earlier in this inning. Later scored on that Ben Lloyd base hit. Chance to rip this game wide open right here. Out of the windup, Sylvester's first pitch. Breaking ball, tapped foul to the right of the Rocker dugout. Count begins 0-1 on the Alabama State Hornet. McIntosh was spiked in Game 2 yesterday. An inning-ending fielder's choice, 4-6 in the second. Sliding in to second base was Antonio Parada. Thankfully, Kyler was able to get off on his own power and finish the ball game and even start here today. That 0-1 fastball, shooting the knees, working middle-middle is Sylvester. It's called a strike, and it's now nothing and two. I was unsure if Kyler would be given the day off to rest and get himself good to go for the final week of the regular season, but he's thrusted right back into the fire as the team shortstop today. 0-2, hit on a line, backhanded Miller. Did he make that catch? Yes, he did. Hey, fans, welcome back. That'll retire the side here in the second inning. The Raptors send 11 to the plate and score five times. Bottom two coming up, 6-0 Wisconsin Rapids right here on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as
air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Camping. America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1.
Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom two here in Green Bay, and it's a nice 6-0 lead for your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Six runs, seven hits, no errors for your Rats. No runs, no hits, and no errors for Green Bay. 1-2-3, bottom of the first inning for Noah Marschke as Jake Bold leading off the bottom of this second frame. First pitch from the Rafter left-hander, a fastball that misses upstairs for ball one. 11 sent to the plate in the top of the second inning, five runs scored. Two-run single from Ben Lloyd, a three-run homer for Aiden Teal, his ninth of the season. The 1-0 pitch, fastball on the inside corner, that's called a strike. Andy Ockham on WFHR, live from Capital Credit Union Park, the first of two between the Rafters and Rockers in this yard. Marschke set, the 1-1. Foul tip in and out of the glove of Cashel Duggar. Count now a ball and two strikes. For the Princeton product, Jake Bold, now his 50th game played in this season. Similar to Sam Miller, a staple in the order, a .313 average in 179 at-bats. Last time Bold did not record a hit, way back on the 15th of July. The 1-2 fastball misses upstairs for Marschke. 1-for-4 with a run scored and a run driven in. Game 2 at Madison yesterday, but 1-for-3 in the day cap. The 2-2. Breaking ball, foul down the left field side. An OPS just over 950 on the season for Bold at 962. As an RBI in each of his last four games. Marschke set, nods to Duggar, the 2-2. Breaking ball misses the top of the zone. Jake Bold has drawn a full count. A couple of punch outs for Noah in the first inning of Sam Miller and Dalen Adderley. Got Makani Tanaka to fly out to left field to begin the ball game. 2-2, 3-2, I should say, fouled back by Bold. Wisconsin Rapids will bring 8-9-1 to the plate in the top of the third. Dalton Fiveash, Ben Lloyd, and Aiden Teal. A lengthy top of the second inning. It even saw a pitching change for Green Bay. Line final for Caleb Reuter. Inning a third, seven hits allowed, six earned runs. A walk and a strikeout on 51 pitches. 3-2, hit in the air, right in front of the mound. Noah Marschke will make the catch. Losing the bat on that swing was Bold. It ended up in the on-deck circle. One up, one down, four up, four down for Marschke. He'll bring up Nick Harms.
Next batter, Rocker right fielder number 29, Nick Harms.
Nick Harms from Case Western Reserve. A .323 hitter in 48 games this season for Green Bay. His second stint in the Northwoods League. It was with Kokomo two summers ago. First pitch in the left-down-lefty battle misses downstairs for ball one. Went 4-for-5 in the opener against Madison yesterday and 0-for-4 in game two. The 1-0 misses low and outside. Two balls, no strikes on the ball one Missouri native. Prior to that four-hit effort, Harms had been hitless in three straight games against the Wausau Woodchucks. The 2-0 fastball fouled away down the third base side. As mentioned, a nice cushion here for Marschke to work with. Not only did his efficient 14-pitch, 1-2-3 first inning extend his leash, but the lead could as well. The 2-1 fastball misses well upstairs for ball three. See where the Raptors go next after this. They've lost a plethora of arms over the last week. Trying to piece together the final week of the regular season on the hill. 3-1 pitch hit in the air left side of the infield. Kyler McIntosh, the Raptors shortstop, drifting into shallow left to make the catch for the second out of the inning. Two up, two down. Five straight retired for Marschke, and the batter is Lane Allen. Lane Allen has hits in his last three ball games. The Texas native from Blinn College coming off his freshman season. A .294 hitter in 42 games on the season is Allen. Last went one for three, with a couple of runs scored. A two-run homer clubbed out at Madison in that 11-5 loss yesterday. His sixth of the season. The first pitch from Marschke misses upstairs. 25 runs driven in. Six doubles and a triple. Marschke set third base side of the rubber, the 1-0. Fastball popped up on the infield, right in front of the mound. Marschke getting out of the way. Dalton Fiveash coming in on it, battling the sun. He lost it. Is going to drop and past the first base line and touched foul by Marschke. Heads up baseball from Dalton Fiveash and Noah Marschke. Dalton looked over to the Raptor pitcher and said, wait for it to roll. Let it bounce, and it did bounce foul. So the count is nothing and one here on Lane Allen. Should say count one ball and a strike. A chance for Marschke to get ahead here in the battle. Big time high IQ play. The 1-1 goes high heater and it misses upstairs. An obscure way to keep this at bat alive for Marschke out on the hill. Could have been a pure defensive blunder on the right side of the infield. Turns out to be a chance for another 1-2-3 frame from the young left-hander. 2-1, foul back, count evens. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and the base is empty. Raptors 6, Rockers nothing here in Ashwaubenon. Marschke set third base side of the rubber. Comes home with the 2-2. Breaking ball, got him looking. Noah Marschke. 6 up, 6 down, a 1-2-3 second for the left-hander. Through two innings here in Ashwaubenon, 6-0 the score right here on 97.5 FM. 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career